This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The House has blocked an effort to rein in President Trump's Iran war powers largely along party lines. Colorado congressional members were split, along with Republicans voting no and Democrats voting yes. The resolution would have required congressional authorization before Trump could use military force against Iran again. Colorado Democratic Representative Joe Neguse supported the effort, saying the Constitution is clear.
The framers and the founders of our country wisely understood that the power to declare war, most solemn power for any democracy, should rest with the Article I branch of our government.
Republicans counter it's dangerous to limit the commander-in-chief's authority to finish the military action that has already started, and Trump has constitutional authority to protect the U.S. More than 50 educators gathered at the state capitol today, urging lawmakers to support legislation to ask voters to sidestep Tabor rules. The measure would raise Colorado's revenue cap so more of the money the state already collects can go to public schools without raising taxes. State Representative and Assistant Majority Leader Jennifer Bacon was among those who spoke at the gathering.
The doctor who might save my life might be in one of those classrooms. They might be in second grade right now, and I might need that child. Which means I need science, technology, and equipment that maybe didn't exist in 1992.
Colorado's Taxpayer Bill of Rights was enacted in 1992. Lawmakers like Representative Bacon say it's outdated and doesn't reflect the needs of today's classrooms, as the state ranks among the lowest in the country for K-12 funding. This is CPR News.